Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says, "Akari b'Tur leYivchais Mishloisha Pesukim." You can't read less than three Pesukim in an Aliyah. V'Yikra leMatargaman Yaiser miPasuk Echad. Don't overload the Matargaman. Only one Pesuk at a time. We don't want any mistakes happening when we're dealing with such sensitive topics. U'Benavi Shloisha. Navi is a little bit less sensitive, and therefore you could read to the Matargaman three Pesukim at a time. However, if the three psukim are three different inyanim and completely three different inyanim, so then kairin echad echad, that would be too confusing. So then you should read to the matargamon one pasuk at a time. Medalgam and navi medalgam metayra. You're allowed to skip around from one navi to within one navi. We'll see in the Gemara. You could skip around though when it comes to the aftayra. However, by tayra you're not allowed to skip. Vad kamahu medaling, and even by navi when you're allowed to skip, how much could you skip? Ad kidei shlo yivsei kamatargaman. Only in a way that it won't keep the tzibur waiting. You could get to the new place before the matargaman finishes translating the three psukim. Hani shloisha psukim kenegan mi. Why is it that an aliyah has to be at least three psukim? Why the number three? Amar vasi kenegan Torah neviim uksuvim kenegan the three books of the Torah, Torah of Tanakh, Torah neviim uksuvim. V'lo yikra lematargaman yaisim mi pasuk echad. We said even by Navi, if the three psukim are three different inyanim, so then you have to read to him one pasuk at a time. Where do we have an example of such a haftira? Says the Gemara, the haftira of Parsha Shaftim, kagan kichaya mar Hashem chinam nimkartem, kichaya mar Hashem elokim insayim yara adim ami berishayna, and va'ata mali pa'i num Hashem, three different psukim about three different topics. Medalgim b'Navi v'ei medalgim b'Tera. We said you're not allowed to skip by Torah. Where many asked the Gemara Stira by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says that Kairi Achri Mois v'Ach Ba'aser. It says he went from Achri Mois to Parshas Emor to Ach Ba'aser. V'akam Edaleg. Ah, he skipped. How is he allowed to skip? So Amar Abayi Lekasho Kan Bechdei Shiyipsek HaMetorgamon Ukan Bechdei Shlo Yipsek HaMetorgamon. If you could get there before the Metorgamon finishes translating the Pasuk, so then you could skip around. But if not, so then you can't skip. Ask the Gemara, if you could get there quick enough, so then you're allowed to skip by Torah? How could that be? V'halakatani, it says in our Mishnah, medalga b'navi ve'ein medalga b'tayra. It says you're only allowed to skip by Navi, which you're not allowed to do by Torah. V'ad kamahu medalig, and it says that even by Navi, when you're allowed to skip, how much are you allowed to skip? Ad kadesh lo yifsoi kamatorgamon, atorgamon, only if you could get there quick enough. And that was a special heter by Navi, which didn't apply to Torah. So mechlada b'Torah klal klal loy. It's mashma you can't skip at all by Torah, even if you could get there fast enough. So ela amar Abayi like Kasha. Says Abayi that there's no stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Yuma that discusses the Kohen Gadol's Kriya. Kam b'inyan echad, kam b'shtei inyanos. Our Mishnah says you can't skip, that's when it's two inyanos, when it's two different topics. Over there in Yuma, it was all the same topic, it was all about Yom Kippur, and therefore you're allowed to skip. It says the Gemara Vatanya, this is just like we learned in the Braisa, that medalgam v'tayra b'inyan echad u'benavi b'shnei inyanin. When it comes to Torah, you could skip around only within one inyan. By Navi, even two different inyanim, even though it's a little bit confusing, that's fine, it's less sensitive. Kanu kan b'chdei shol yifse katorgaman. But in either case, when you're skipping, you can't cause tircha de tzibura, so you have to make sure to get there quick enough before the translator finishes translating his pasuk or three. Tani Idach, another braisa about similar halacha, that ein medalgam minavi lenavi, you're not allowed to skip by Navi, even though you could go from one inyan to another, you can't skip from one sefer Navi, from one Navi to another Navi. However, u'benavi shel shneim asar medalig, when it comes to trei asar, so then you are allowed to skip even from one to another, it's considered like one long sefer. U'bavad shel yedalig misefer sefer l'tchilasoi, but you can't go backwards, that already is way too confusing, but if you go in order, so then you could skip even from one navi to another within trei asar. Says the Mishnah, ha-mafter b'navi hu pyres al shema, the one whose job was usually to be mafter b'navi, so we give him a lot of different zchusim. We allow him to be the one who's pyres al shema, v'hu oiver lefnei ateva, he gets to be the chazun, v'hu naisei eskapov, if there's only one kain that duchens, so he gets to be the kain that duchens, v'mhaya katan, however, if the mafter b'navi, the one who's usually mafter is a katan, so he can't be the chazun, so then aviv oi rabbi oiver nal yadai, so then either his father or his rebbe, they get to be the chazun instead of him. Katan kairi b'tayru mitargim. He's allowed to be kairi bin the Torah, and he's allowed to translate. Avol einu paris al shema v'inu ayver lefnei ateva. He can't be paris al shema. He can't be the chazan like we just said. V'einu neis yaskapov, and he's not allowed to duchen at least when he's by himself. a paicheach, someone who's not adequately dressed, let's say he's barefoot, so he's pyres hashema umetargim, he's allowed to be pyres hashema, and he's allowed to be metargim by kriyas ha-tayra, avalenu kaira b'tayra, he can't be the one reading from the Torah, that's not covered at Torah, ve'enu ayver lefnei ha-teva, he can't be a chazan, that's not covered at tzibur, ve'enu naisei ha-skabov, also it's not covered at tzibur, he can't dochem. Suma, a blind person, he's Pyrus HaShema U'Metargim, he's allowed to be Pyrus HaShema, and he's allowed to be Metargim by Kriyas HaTorah, different shitas in the Rishayim about the other things listed in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah Aymer, then no, he's not allowed to be Pyrus HaShema. Kol Shalei Ra, Ma'iris Miyamav, anybody who was born blind, he never saw light, he's Ein Pyrus HaShema, he can't make a bracha, Baruch Yetzer Ma'iris, if he never saw light, he's not adequately gonna be able to make the bracha, because he's not benefiting from the light, and therefore he cannot be Pyrus HaShema. So says the Gemara, going to the Reisha of the Mishnah, we said that the one who's usually Mafter Benavi gets all these different benefits. My time, why do we give him all these benefits? Says the Gemara, to Machlaikas, Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod, that we do it to him, we give it to him, Mishum Kavod, because Batsam being Mafter Benavi is something even a Katan could do. It's a job that's not very Mechubad, so to make it up to him, we give him these other benefits. Rabbi Barshimi Amar Mishum Da'asilin Suye, because if not, he's going to end up coming to fight with the Chazan, because the Chazan gets paid for his job, and the Mafter doesn't. He's going to end up fighting with the Chazan, so we give him the opportunity to be the Chazan. My benayu, what's an afkamina? You can benayu da'ave bechinam. If let's say you're in a place where the Chazan serves for free, so then there's no problem of asilan suye, but there is still the issue of mishum kavod. Says the Gemara Tanan, L'chayra, our mission is mafurish that it's mishum kavod, because it says, v'mhayakatan aviv rabbi. In Hayukatan, so then Aviv Rabbi Ivan Al Yadai. If the one who's usually Mafter Benavi is a Katan, so then his father or his Rebbe, they get to be the Chazan in this place. Now, Iyam or Mishum Nitsuye, if the reason why we give him this benefit is because if not, he's going to end up fighting with the Chazan, Katan Bar Nitsuyehu, you really think the Katan's going to start fighting with the Chazan? That's not a typical thing a Katan would do. So you see that the reason is not because of fighting. Says the Gemara, Elamai Mishum Kavod. So what's your other option? You want to tell me that the reason that we allow him to be the Chazan is Mishum Kavod, because it's not very B'chavadik to be the Mafter? Katan Bar Kavodhu? You think the Katan feels any sort of lack of Kavod when he's Mafter Benavi? Why do we allow him to be the Chazan, or his father, his Rebbe to be the Chazan? Because his father is insulted, or his Rebbe is insulted, and his child, his Talmud, is the Mafter Ben Avi. So, Achanami, Ikan Nitzuye Aviv and Nitzuye Rabbi. So the reason could also be because of fighting, and Achanami, the Katan's not gonna fight, but his father might, and his Rebbe might, and that's why, even by a Katan, we say that he gets the rights to be the Chazan, and we give that right either to the father of the Katan, or to the Rebbe of the Katan. Oh, you're right.